Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another What's On Your Mind radio program. I am Scott Hennon, riding shotgun alongside Todd the Radio God Mitchell from 550 K-Fire. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. In fact, we are going to meet a real-life farmer on the program today. Todd, from Underwood, North Dakota. Katie's going to be here to talk a little bit about her thoughts on becoming an agriculture spokeswoman. And,
I was hoping we were not going to meet a real dead farmer today. Glad you made that distinction.
We're going to do that for our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the folks that bring ag home. More about them at ndfb.org. ndfb.org. We also, a little later on this hour, for our friends at the Farm Bureau, are going to chat with Don Parrish. He handles the regulatory side of things for the American Farm Bureau, one of the top guys there at the American Farm Bureau Federation. And we're going to talk about how Washington is reacting to the Waters of the U.S. decision, because we have a court, thankfully, in North Dakota saying, well, bad deal, put it on hold. But that only represented 13 states. The other states has been implemented. So we've talked with Senator Hovind on this program, Congressman Cramer, specifically about even Governor Dalrymple's weighed in on this, what should be done on this and the damage it could do to farmers and ranchers. So we'll talk about the different scenarios that are playing out with Don here a little later on in the program. We have two new sponsors we're going to introduce on the program, and sponsors keep us going. Without them, we're not here every day for you folks facilitating a conversation. You're going to meet Art Rosenberg from Sunbelt Business Brokers. And if you own a business or you're looking to buy a business, this is a resource that you're really going to want to get to know. And we'll tell you about that with Art. One of the things I've appreciated in getting to know Art is how he is helping folks value their business properly. You know, you have a lot of people that have toiled for decades in business, and, you know, they know what comes in and they know what goes out, but they don't know what that business is worth. You know, and a lot of businesses basically sell for the value of the equipment or the building, the real estate, when in fact, they're worth a lot more than that. They do a very good job of valuing businesses and then helping you ultimately market that business once you understand its value. So we'll talk with Art a little bit about that. We're also going to meet Vince Webker, and Vince, full disclosure, is my neighbor, okay? Moved in not too long ago, but I've really gotten to know Vince well, and he has sold me on owning a hot tub. Not for the fact that it's a hot tub, but for the health benefits, for the wellness, for the way of life that you get out of it. And he could not be more right, I tell you what. And to go to one of his showrooms, whether you go to the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck, they're actually going to be building a new location in Bismarck soon as well, in addition to their Kirkwood location. But they're also in Fargo on 13th Avenue South, right by Spitfire. And they're also up in Grand Forks. So we'll meet Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables. We have two new sponsors that we are pleased to introduce today on the program as well. Have a little fanfare. Could you have a little trumpet by then? You know, Todd, a little ta-da-ta-da, something along those
ta-da,
lines.
Ta-da.
Yeah, you could be the human trumpet. Yeah, okay. So get that ready for Art Rosenberg and for Vince Webker a little later on in the program. And then we have a historic, I don't know, is that too strong, historic? But we just haven't had two bishops on the air together before.
It is historic. Well, then it's historic then. It's the first time.
It's the first time. So, what also is historic is Pope Francis is visiting the United States for the first time later this month. So we thought it'd be nice to visit with the folks that, for lack of a better term, work for the Pope, right? They're on the Pope's team. Bishop David Kagan of Bismarck and Bishop John Fulda of Fargo, two wicked smart, brilliant pastors. Really, that's what they are. They're pastors, and they're shepherding flocks. Eastern North Dakota has about 66,400 Catholics. Fargo Diocese has about 73,600 Catholics. So, between these two guys, you got 140,000 or so in their flock that they shepherd. And so we'll visit with them a little bit about the Pope's visit. a little bit about two issues that have been very much on your minds on this program of late. That would be the Planned Parenthood situation. That works.
Does that actually sound fair enough?
That sounds a little Vatican-ish. We could maybe use that for the
bishop. That's what I thought. Yeah. Wow, that sounds pretty. Yeah,
exactly. And also the issue of the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage, which is in the news today. This clerk down in Kentucky is defying the powers that be in Kentucky and showed up at work today saying, I'm not going to issue marriage licenses. I won't do it. It's against my conscience. You know, I think they came up with a good way to handle that situation in Stark County. Dickinson did a nice job with that particular situation. Identical. The clerk just right away after the decision said, went to her bosses and said, you know, I just can't do this in good conscience. They said, you know what? We're going to have somebody else do those in the office. So it can be done. I don't know what's going on down there. It's certainly making the headlines. In the meantime, let's talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Todd posted on my Facebook page, so I assume you want to talk about Pope Francis here today. Are you?
Well, I want to get your reaction at least. I mean,
my reaction to what? Tell the listeners what you'd like my reaction to, and then I'll give it to you.
Okay, well, I mean, MSNBC reported, and I suppose that right there just makes plenty of people go, oh, well, consider the source, and I get that. But nonetheless, I mean, it was reported. I'm trying to bring it up here. I don't have it in front of me.
You sent it to me. The headline is
Pope Francis authorizes priests to forgive abortion. Now, isn't that a turn of a corner from what other popes? I mean, ultimately, yes, it's been about forgiveness, but abortion's not exactly been tolerated in the Catholic Church.
Well, certainly not. Certainly not. And I mean, look, the Catholic Church
is turning a corner. Then,
I would say it's turning a corner in the openness of the discussion. Okay, and okay. I think that's one of the good things about Pope Francis. But you know, as far as priests forgiving for abortion or any, horrible thing. That's not new. I mean,
I guess change in rhetoric is probably a better way for me to put it.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I don't think that's bad. I just, when I saw that story, I'm like, well okay, that's not, you know, there's nothing new here. the Catholic Church has
sacraments. You know, to us Lutherans watching you Catholics from across the fence there, it looks a little.
Yeah, and you know what? And then look, I one thing I never want to do ever, and if I am, you know, maybe come up with a buzzer, Todd. I don't ever want to be preachy, right? So I have faith. It's very important to me. I happen to be Catholic, and I feel really blessed that I was born Catholic. I my earliest memories are my grandparents and Mass.
Can that same buzzer be used for two different purposes? Or?
Does that mean I was being preachy? Is that what that means?
You were testing it. Testing is a test. Yeah. Following is a test of the buzzer system. This is only a test.
Well, you have free license to hammer that sucker if I'm ever getting preachy. Because listeners, I don't ever want to be preachy.
The preaching was a test of the buzzer system. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
but I do want to tell you that I'm never going to be phony on this program. I mean, when I get behind this microphone, what you see is what you get. You're never going to hear one thing while I'm thinking another and doing something else.
What you get.
What you hear is what you get, I guess, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could see me if you were in the studio.
I'm looking at my speaker. I'm not seeing anything.
Todd could see me, but you can't see me. But anyway, and I think one of the beautiful things about the Catholic faith is the sacrament of reconciliation. And it's a sacrament, meaning it is just very, very important, for lack of a better term, to the church, to know the power of that forgiveness. And it is also comes with, you know, I mean, you obviously have to repent, you have to be, wanting forgiveness and realizing what you did was wrong, but it's pretty powerful. It really is. I go to confession once a month, at least. There's a lot of little things that add up from, you know, your language or, you know, your demeanor with somebody or not loving somebody as much. You said a lot of things that can all the way up to big things. And that's why I think Pope Francis saying priests can forgive abortion if women are contrite is a good reminder of this wonderful sacrament. So I'm glad I didn't hear
that. Right, so the forgiveness of abortion is assuming that the person who got the abortion is sorry they got the abortion.
Right.
That
in other
may
words,
not be the case.
I can't go stab you and go, ha-ha, I stabbed Todd, and then go to the confessional and go, I'd like forgiveness for stabbing Todd. You know,
but you got to be sorry. Right, you can't just go and say you want forgiveness. You actually have to feel remorse.
Right, and down deep you do. Clearly, everybody does. I would hope.
Everybody.
Well,
oh my God, really? I need to take you around more people who stab people. Then, if that's what you think,
you know, I just think they might not know they do. But if they really understood mercy and grace, they would get.
Know
there.
They do. Okay.
Yeah. That's all. Anyway, going down a completely different road than I thought we were going down. But anyway, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm following you here.
We are
right
going to take
a cliff.
We are going to take a break, and we come back, and we want to find out what's on your mind. Whether it's this, how about Donald Trump and Ben Carson tied among caucus goers in Iowa? That's unbelievable. And Kentucky or anything else. Call 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on What's on Your Mind, and let's crank it up. More after this.
800-228-0550.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thursday we'll be up in Tioga for our friends at Pinnacle. We're going to be at the Tioga Suites, Mainstay Suites in Tioga, launching another top 10 town. Actually, next week we'll be back up at Pinnacle, and we're going to be out at the Farm Festival. I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, we've arranged through the good work of the folks at Pinnacle to be at the 56th annual Tioga Farm Festival on Friday, September 11th for the 4-H Livestock Show, which they're bringing back. But it's a whole weekend of fun, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday up there. I'll tell you more about that Thursday. Friday, we'll be at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion in Rolog, Minnesota. We about had a meltdown on our phones yesterday. We just about lost it when we gave away tickets to our listeners on the phone lines and the people walking into the studio and calling the switchboard. So we're coming up with a new plan tomorrow on how to give away some more of those tickets, but it will not involve callers because we our phone lines are too important to us. My gosh, was that something or what? Unbelievable. And we're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You know, I can't say enough good things about the good folks at the North Dakota Farm Bureau and all the good work they do day in and day out. Because, you know, my favorite story is when animal activists, you know, stir up a hornet's nest and start trying to impact farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in North Dakota. And when that happens, North Dakota Farm Bureau has your back. They do something about it. They've shown that in the past. Farm Bureau stood up for farmers and ranchers and initiated a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. Remember that? And so North Dakota is the first state in the union to have a constitutionally protected agriculture practice measure. 70% approval from North Dakota voters. That came because of the leadership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And there's great membership benefits. To find out more at ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Fred and Wing. I don't know that I've talked to Fred and Wing since our little foray to the Twins. How's the harvest coming there, Fred?
Oh, it's really slow. It's the grain doesn't get dry very fast, but the weeds keep growing in it, so it's kind of hard to get through.
You'll make
and it's not worth anything, so you can't haul your grain anywhere because it ain't worth anything. Nobody even wants it.
Oh, don't even cry me a river now. You're going to give me a sob story. Come on. You're a more positive guy than that, Fred. I know you are.
I'd love to be positive about something, but I just can't lie to you, sir. thing about the repentance in the Catholic Church, more power to it. I mean, the word they used at the news this morning about this, about the Pope having forgiveness was you had to repent. Now, repentance is something that some churches understand and some churches don't, and I have to give hats off to the Catholic Church because evidently they understand it. When you repent, you've done something wrong. And you have to understand that you've done something wrong, and you have to repent. And you're not repenting before a man or anything like that. You repent before God. And when somebody repents before God, Jesus said that he forgives all. So,
yeah, there's a lot of mercy out there. And you're right. I mean, I was in Missoula over the weekend and hit Mass on Saturday night after the football game, and they had confession going when I got there, so I headed to the confessional and I came out. I'll even tell you what my penance was, Fred. It was 3 Hail Marys. So you know, I mean, it isn't as though you know they're going to go tell you that you know you need to you know go to I don't know some gulag somewhere for repentance. It's obviously it's more in your heart, just actually being sorry. As simple as that. And the word the Pope used, by the way, in the story that Todd pointed out here was contrite. Priests can forgive, abortionic women are contrite. So, you know, same thing, obviously. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And I'm going to hope for better things for the harvest there for you. Stephen Castleton, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? So, yeah, this thing, I saw the same news article this morning. And it's just a classic example of the media not understanding the church and not understanding the Pope. And they're acting like a couple of the articles they read, it's like it's something new. And the church has always taught about forgiveness with abortions. And they've always taught that women who have abortions, the church has their arms open for reconciliation. And this is nothing new. It's never been new. And, you know, it's the same way with a murderer that would stab somebody. If you have sincere sorrow in your heart, you can gain forgiveness. And it's funny that they're bringing attention to it in one sense because they're trying to act like it's something that's new in the church and it's nothing that's new. So it's just,
yeah, and you know, well, there is something called Catholicism. There's something called the sinner's prayer in other faiths, of which you essentially do the same thing, right? And just say, here's what I'm going to do. Here's my path forward, and I'm going to start fresh. And so it isn't like, you know, the Catholic faith owns forgiveness. They obviously take it to a different level with the fact that it's a sacrament and you're going face to face with a priest or in a confessional and behind a screen or whatever. It's done a little bit differently, but I think the general sense of mercy and forgiveness there are a pretty strong tenet in the Christian faith, because that's the only one I know anything about. And I would hope others as well. But you're right. Now, I would say this, Steve, and Todd was sort of challenging me on this point earlier when I said, well, what's new about that, right? I mean, that's called the confession. And I think it's good to talk about it, right? I mean, because I think the Catholic Church has some of the worst PR on the planet. Some of that's self-inflicted. Obviously, some of it is by design from the media, who has a disdain in my mind for, you know, there's a strong bias against the Catholic Church out there. Not only, I mean, in many circles, okay? That makes it difficult. But I think it's smart to just say this stuff, even though what he's saying is, yeah, that's been the teaching of the church forever, to say it, to put an emphasis on it. It sounds like the story says Pope Francis will allow Roman Catholic priests to absolve women who have had abortions if they seek forgiveness during the upcoming Holy Year of Mercy.
And it has nothing to do with my thoughts on this conversation. It has nothing to do with whether or not the Pope said it. It's how it's reported. It's like they treat it like it's something new. It's this great revelation, and the Pope's making this great change. It has been talked about by John Paul II. Pope Benedict probably hasn't said too much about it, but it's not new. But they want to set up this precedent that there's this huge change going on. But it is good that Pope Francis is talking about it, because it needs to be talked about, because it is a PR problem, and he's opening that dialogue.
I would agree with you. What would be nice in this? I mean, he goes on here to say in the story, in a letter published online Tuesday, he said the experience of mercy indeed becomes visible in the witness of concrete signs, as Jesus himself taught us. He implored priests who offered forgiveness for abortion to fulfill this great task by expressing words of genuine welcome, combined with a reflection that explains the gravity of the sin committed, besides indicating a path of authentic conversion by which to obtain the true and generous forgiveness of the Father who renews all with his presence. And again, none of that new, but he did put out a letter Tuesday saying it, so they're going to report it. What I would love, and I think you would love, Steve, it sounds like, is for them to say, by the way, the sacrament of confession has been part of the Catholic Church since the beginning of time, right?
Yeah.
This is obviously an emphasis for him, but nothing new, really. I totally get your point. Well said, Steve. Thanks a bunch. Up against the clock here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk about the waters of the U.S. That's evil, if you will. It's evil for farmers and ranchers, I tell you. And what's happening about it in Washington and the American Farm Bureau Federation when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do, unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches, like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars King Size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Wait for Big Iron. It's just so much fun. Big Egg. Big Iron. A lot of fun. Be there later this month, as a matter of fact. We have a busy September. Brand new month here. Are you sad that August is gone, Todd? Is September coming a little fast on you here?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a convertible owner?
Yes. You'll get a lot of nice fall rides, I'm guessing, in that sweet ride of yours.
Certainly, you certainly did last fall. I got kind of lucky having just bought it last fall because it could have easily just started snowing almost right away. But
well, anyway,
a fall like last fall.
Anyway, we I got to do it right now. There it is. Hear it? Rip the August off the calendar right there.
I'm guessing you'll get around to that sometime next week.
A couple weeks. Well, actually, we're 21st, as we chatted with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council yesterday. You got 21st, 22nd, 23rd, the North Dakota Petroleum Council gathering, annual meeting. That's a meeting you want to be at, by the way. I got a text from a very influential member of how can I say this without giving it away?
Okay.
High up in government, like way, way, way up, and
Obama?
No, but he was close to that. He was close to that at one point. Not currently in government, but out of government, but way up. Anyway, looking at being there for the event, and of course we announced Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal Heritage Foundation, great economist, just a brainiac. Great article yesterday. Some publication I saw about the impact of oil worldwide and the economy. Steve Moore's going to be there, so that'll be a big one. Then the week prior to that is Big Iron, as I was just mentioning. Of course, three big days there. And you want to see our good friends at High Plains Apache, they'll be there. They're going to have some shiny new 2016s there that have just come out. They still have some deep discounts on what they have left of the 2015 models, if you want some of those. And they have a low-interest financing going right now. HighPlainsApache.com, you can do a little window shopping right there. The window of your computer, highplainsapache.com, or coffee's always on. Stop and see them. They have barbecue grills that are unbelievable, you know. They have some, in addition to every kind of spray part you can imagine, they have the ET Egg Center now there, so they have the hoses and the pumps and the spray tips and the fittings and the valves and all the rest. Like 50,000 parts right there on site. They have some, you know, not that the spraying parts aren't fun, but they have some fun things too, like the barbecue grills. So stop and see them, Mandan. Across from Bonanza, or exit 60 south of Fargo, I-29, High Plains Apache. your Apache Sprayer dealer. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you, or stop and see him at the Big Iron here later this month, where we will be broadcasting live from Gates Manufacturing location. So if you're at Big Iron, you got to come by Gates Manufacturing and say howdy. All right? Looking forward to that. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the waters of the U.S. We know now, thanks to Judge Ralph Erickson in a federal courtroom in Fargo, that 13 states are temporarily exempted from this. Well, this ultimately is challenged. The other states, it was implemented because the EPA loves to do that. You'd think they'd say, well, we'll just hold off here. No, they're going forward. We've asked Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven about this as well. They obviously very well versed in a legislative stop to this overreach, and we wanted to get an update on the Washington efforts from our next guest today. From the American Farm Bureau Federation, the Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Don Parrish, is back with us. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well, Scott.
So let's set aside the legal wrangling that's going on for a moment and talk about the legislative wrangling that is going on. What do you like best of all the things on the table to stop this madness?
Well, I hope that Congress understands that they need to get EPA to start this process again, and Congress can help guide that process. If not, I think what we heard from Judge Erickson is that EPA got this really wrong. They violated the law probably in three areas, and we want Congress to kind of step in and stop this craziness from going any further.
And by the way, if you have any questions or comments on the waters of the U.S., impacts and the efforts to stop it, Don's a great resource here. So fire away on your questions or comments, anything that concerns you or that you need answers on. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. 800-228-0550. We gave away all the Cloverdale prizes yesterday, by the way. A lot of them. We ended up doling out about 50 or 75 passes to the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion. So we did that all in one day. We have some more to give away, but we're going to do them on location. So I'll be listening for more details on that coming up. But when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can get your questions or comments in. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Don, you've obviously seen lots of efforts to stop bad regulation. Handicap this for me. I mean, what do you think is the ticket to save farmers and ranchers from this nightmare?
Well, it's going to take us fighting tooth and nail, both in the courts and in Congress, to kind of put some sanity back into this process. EPA has pretty much started out with an end in mind, and I think they ran every red light that Congress put in place for an open, honest, and transparent rulemaking. So, you know, in order to get kind of any kind of satisfaction out of the regulatory process, I don't think we can look there. So we're either going to have to look to Congress or the courts. In terms of a handicap, I've got to give Congress a much better than even chance of doing something before the end of this year. There's going to be several pieces of must-pass legislation, including the highway bill, as well as, they got to figure out how to fund the government next year. And I think once you kind of get over those two pieces of legislation, or you decide how this might fit within those two pieces of legislation, I think Congress can put something into place that is protective of water quality, but doesn't go as far as this agency has gone in terms of trying to regulate land use. So, a better than even chance that Congress is going to get its feet under it and do something that's measured, that is, I think, good for the American people.
So a couple of things you said there I want to talk about. One, running red lights. What would be examples of, the worst, most egregious, blatant disregard, if you will, of congressional guidelines for the EPA?
Well, I think two of the main red lights that EPA ran was, number one, they used data from the Corps of Engineers that in ways that they shouldn't have. And really, the Corps of Engineers was very explicit. They basically told EPA, if you're going to use our data in this fashion in order to gauge the cost and the exposure that the American public is going to have to this rule, we don't want to be associated with it. It is so egregious. Take our name off of it. The agency went ahead and did that. So that's number one. Number two, we think Congress was pretty clear. They used the term navigable waters. Now, that doesn't mean just things that you can float a barge on, but it doesn't mean any place on the landscape that may puddle for a few minutes after a rainfall event. And I think that's where EPA went with this regulation, and they tried to cloak themselves into the good of the public. But, you know, ultimately what Judge Erickson says is that that created an imminent and present danger for state sovereignty. So, you know, I think both of those red lights, whether you look at it just from a process standpoint or what they were authorized by Congress to do, they ran both of those red lights without even looking.
And the navigable, as I understand the definition of navigable waters, they basically say in the regulation it's anything we say it is, don't they?
They do, and they expand it in two areas. It is so broad that the only way you're going to know where they can regulate is go ask them. So if you want to use your land and you have any doubts whatsoever, you've got to go to the federal government and say, can I do this? Am I impacting a water? Because really, what you're talking about is not, you're not dealing with things that most of us would recognize as streams. We're talking about things that have bed bank and ordinary high water mark. I know that sounds wonky, but it is very, very vague and very expansive, and the agencies are the only ones that are going to be able to determine that as to where they can regulate. So the public is at a real disadvantage, and our country was not defined on the basis of having to go ask the government if you can use your land.
I hope not. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most chilling part of all this. Well, all of it is. You know, when you, the Corps of Engineers, not exactly a right-leaning entity of the federal government, says, time out here. You're manipulating the numbers. You can't do this. Don't put our name on it. Don't do it. And they do it anyway. I mean, this is just, as you say, they have an end goal in mind, and it doesn't matter. There are no rules to get to that end goal. What is that end goal? What do they want? You know, is this total control? Is this shut down agriculture and farming and ranching? What is it?
Well, I do think it is to try to get around the authority that Congress gave the agency. They want to push the limits. And ultimately, the only way to do that is do what they've done here, is really propose something and finalize it in a very political way rather than being, you know, commonsensical and trying to balance out, you know, the cost and the benefits of these regulations. They just ran all of those stop signs. They didn't evaluate what the impacts were going to be on small business. They didn't evaluate the impacts on property owners and property rights. They just did this, and they did it hoping that Congress wouldn't intervene and hoping that they could ultimately drag this thing out over 6 or 8 years in the court system and then ultimately, you know, take freedoms and rights away from landowners.
I have less than a minute left, Don, for us, but tell our listeners, farmers and ranchers here in North Dakota, what advice you have for them on this particular issue right now.
Well, there's two things that I would encourage them to do, is stay involved and really start and continue to communicate. You know, you mentioned, you know, Senator Hovind. Senator Heitkamp is another good one to communicate with. She's in the right place on this issue, as well as Congressman Kramer. Continue to press them to press their colleagues to act on this issue. We need EPA to withdraw this rule and to start over. We recognize that there's limits to federal jurisdiction, and EPA ought to be in the process of trying to draw those limits. They didn't with this regulation. Otherwise, we need, you know, farmers and ranchers to obey the law. You know, this thing is the law of the land. It is state in North Dakota, but there's other parts of the country that probably in your listening area that are going to have to comply with the law. Unfortunately, they've got to do that, and we know that we're going to work our butts off in the legislative and in the litigation arena to try to rid us of this overreach.
Glad you're doing what you're doing, Don. Thanks for the time. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation and a guest of the North Dakota Farm Bureau in the slot today on the program. Memberships matter, NDFE.org, so these good organizations can ultimately fight these fights for you, folks. How much is your business worth? We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're buying, selling a business. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's Katie's turn. Time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Katie, a farmer from Underwood, shares her thoughts about becoming an agriculture spokeswoman.
Becoming a spokesperson for agriculture is simply about sharing what you do and why you do it. It isn't about being a national expert, just an expert about your own farm, ranch, or business. Information is constantly flying at us, and as farmers and ranchers, we need to make sure that it's our stories, photos, and experiences that are included. If we don't tell our story, guess what? Somebody will certainly do it for us. Being a spokesperson also allows one to connect with other people, be a resource, answer questions, and direct people to reliable information. A spokesperson shares, listens, and encourages conversations. This is what I do each day, and I encourage you to be a spokesperson, too.
Great idea, Katie. Thank you. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Sponsors are the fuel for our engine to get the message out there, to talk, to have a conversation, to news and information and opinion. It's what we do day in and day out. And we are pleased to welcome a new sponsor to this program, Sunbelt Business Brokers and Sunbelt of North Dakota. Art Rosenberg is with us. Hey, Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. And thank you for joining us as a sponsor. And I'm looking forward to having folks in our audience learn more about what you do, which I said earlier is really about, if you're buying or selling a business, call Art. Simple as that. And, valuing a business is not easy. And I know you have a lot of tools in the Sunbelt tool chest to help folks do just that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have a process that we go through that allows these to work on getting their valuations, figuring out what their company is worth. It's just not always worth the furniture and the fixtures and the inventory that's in there. And we have an extensive group out of Florida that works with us that finds valuation opportunities and looks at nationwide companies and comes back and does an analysis of your company and then puts that together, and we get a report back to you that kind of gives you a valuation. And we can go as far as a full appraisal that would deal with an IRS issue or a trust issue or something like that. And they run anywhere from about $3,000 up to about $10,000. But we can get them done usually in 6 to 8 weeks. And it's really an advantage to these companies to be able to kind of figure out what their value is, their true value is, and not what the local accountant or attorney thinks the value is.
Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and has made a name for itself in business sales. Just tell folks that don't know about the Sunbelt name a little bit about the firm.
It's a national organization that's been around since the 70s. It has over 300 locations across the world, and we're part of that Sunbelt network. We work through the state of North Dakota. We're hopefully by the end of the year we'll have an office open in Bismarck, and we have our office in Fargo. But we work up in the Bakken and in Grand Forks and all over the state, working with that. And then we have 14 different websites. When we take on you as a client, we're able to push out that advertisement and that information to 14 different sites. And see, we have about our listings are larger than any of the other listings combined of all the other companies.
That's amazing. And obviously you have the listing that's out there reaching buyers everywhere, three times the web views of the nearest three competitors combined. So pretty interesting. I'm really looking forward to learning a lot because I know that there's a lot of good people that have built something. And obviously when it comes time to think about selling it, that's a time where That's I built this, right? You built this, and you want the most for all that hard work, and I know that's what you guys toil and get for your customers. So appreciate that very much. How do folks get a hold of you, Art? How do they start the process?
They can call our office at 701-347-2727, or they can reach me on my cell phone at 701-219-4828.
And if I want to, think about selling my business, but maybe I'm not quite there, I can talk to you confidentially. Nobody's going to know. You help me value the business and even list business sometimes confidentially, right?
That's correct. Yeah, our key is we don't want to put a sign out front in your business and have your employees and your the bankers and your landlords thinking something's wrong. We want to sell this on a positive note and make it available, but we protect the confidentiality as best we can. We screen the buyers to make sure that they're capable of buying and are interested in buying and just not snooping around. And we try to make sure that this is an easy process so the owner can continue running their business and we run the sale.
So tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about, what's my business worth? We're going to spend a little time on that and just how the steps you go through in trying to determine what that is a little bit as a resource. And again, Art Rosenberg and Sunbelt Business Brokers and Sunbelt of North Dakota, new sponsor for us, and what's in your mind, and look forward to future conversations like this. The numbers again, Art, are?
It's 701-347-2727 or 701-219-4828.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Good to talk to you. We'll chat tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. See ya.
You bet. Art Rosenberg of Sunbelt Business Brokers and Sunbelt of North Dakota, new sponsor. Going to meet another new sponsor next hour, as a matter of fact, as well. Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And those spas are mighty relaxing. That's right. Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo, too. All right, 5 before the top of the hour. We'll take a break. We have that historic edition of What's On Your Mind next hour, right, Tom? Historic in that it'll be the first time ever we've had both Bishop Fulda and Bishop Kagan together on the air, same time. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.